Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Do you think you'd be too old to play video games? Raven, producer Sean, I don't know if you heard, but producer John openly admitted that he spent how many hours playing video games this past weekend?
Oh, gosh. What was it, like 5, 6, something like that?
5, 6 hours of his weekend playing video games.
Yeah. One day, 2 days.
That was in one day, man. I can't spread it out over a large amount of time. Not that much. It's either like I'm going all in or I'm not touching it for 2 weeks.
I kind of get that because like when you pick up a video game, if you're totally engrossed, Anna, it's kind of like a book. You can't just read a couple pages and then put it down and expect to make any progress. You're not going to.
Exactly.
You'd be stuck in the same spot. It took me 2 weeks to watch Dune 2, and I'm still not sure what happened in it.
Right. Okay. All right. I know that video game culture is a culture, and people do it of all ages. But to me, I'm like, you 5 hours of your weekend that you could have spent doing anything, being outside, going to places, seeing friends, you
vacuuming
by yourself in your living room, sitting on a couch.
You're going to tell me as a parent that when you have a day where there is no child and no immediate job that must be done, that you don't sit on your couch and stare at that phone for several hours at a time. You're going to tell me.
I don't.
Anna,
you know me better than that.
John,
I don't waste time. I don't believe in wasting time. I believe in downtime, but there's other things I'll do. I won't just sit on a couch and scroll if I have 5 hours. Now, Sean, I know you're a huge gamer, and I also don't understand this because you and your girlfriend, Rachel,
You have a baby.
And you plan your weekends around playing scary video games, which makes zero sense to me.
How does that even happen? How do you schedule that time?
Well, you know, when the baby's napping, mostly. Sometimes if the baby will just kind of walk around, we'll let him crawl around, do his thing. Rachel will chase him while I'm playing the game. But no, I'm here for it, man. I agree with John. If I had 5 hours to play a video game, sign me up. Clearly, you guys have never played. I mean, there are some great games with great storylines out there.
I think that's why people like video games.
Now, listen. I've played a game before with an incredible storyline. I mean, I used to go out and get these games when they first arrived, but then I got busy. Then I got an adult schedule.
Then you grew up.
Then I got an adult. I mean, I'm not tearing on it again if you're making time, but I just had other things that filled the schedule. Like, don't you have to mow the lawn? Don't you have to go grocery shopping? Don't you have to do something?
I'll make time for it.
My bigger issue with this is, like, I see my nephews that play Fortnite, right? And like, the obsessive behavior they have with it that they always want to. Like, do you guys buy the stuff, too?
Mm-mm.
Do you, like, do the extra payment thing?
What's the stuff?
Like the skins,
the DLCs.
And whatever.
He's bought some stuff, but he hasn't bought all the stuff.
What did you buy?
I don't play online. You can't play online. I'm too old to play online because I'm bad at it. I try to play online against like kids, and I get like smoked by a 12-year-old. That's not
right.
I can't do Call of Duty stuff like that. Can't play with that.
Okay.
So wait, so there's a difference. If you're too old, you can't play online. But if you are old, then you can play offline.
I certainly can. The disdain in your voice and in your face right now, Anna. My goodness.
I'm not a fan. I've said this a million times. I've gotten crucified on our text line and by email. I just think that playing video games is basically the same thing as just being stuck in your phone and scrolling for hours, and I think it's a waste of time, and I think it makes you dumb. I do. I really do.
Well, this has been such a great experience for me. Thank you so much, guys.
1-800-330-9999. Can you be too old to play video games? Go ahead. Tell me if I'm wrong. Don't mind me. I'm just over here Googling, do any CEOs or presidents of countries play video games? Elon Musk plays video games.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Sorry,
I mean,
the richest man in the world? That guy, right?
Like
Jeff
second richest.
Bezos doesn't.
Yeah.
No, he says he's a grown-up. Mark Zuckerberg.
I mean, he's got to play video games. He's definitely still a man-child. I don't care how big his muscles get.
He doesn't really say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's behind that wall in Hawaii.
I'm getting a lot of hate because producer John plays video games. And to me, it's shocking that somebody could sit in front of a screen and play like hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of video games. And I just think it's brain rot. I really do.
I think it's important to state that, listen, video games nowadays, they're like movies, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's a huge production. There is major, major production value in them. The storylines, the actors, the voices, all that stuff. It's incredibly real. And that's, I mean, I was playing those games 10 years ago, 14 years ago, and I don't play them anymore. But they were engrossing even then. I would imagine it's even better at this point.
I enjoy.
I know you do, producer John. And like the truth of the matter is, it's like, I'm saying this. Everyone's like, Anna, you're being judgy. And I'm kidding. I don't care. Whatever you do on your days off, do on your days off.
I mean,
but
slightly. Slightly.
In my house, I'm being honest.
Right.
That would never fly.
In a real adult's house. Right, Raven? In a real adult.
Well, I mean, listen, I stopped playing video games because I got too busy. That's the simple fact is that I had to put it aside because I had to be a grown-up. I had grown-up things I had to take care of.
I don't know.
So I'm not trying to tear on it. That's just the way my life worked.
And I agree. And I don't know why everybody gets so mad about it. But do you think you can be too old to play video games? 1-800-330-9999. Rose?
No, I don't think so. I think she's being really hard on this person. It's like he's venting. He's relaxing. And he's doing what he likes. And a lot of these people who play video games are very creative. So she's being very judgmental. He just wants to feel back for a little bit. He's not hurting anybody. He's not out drinking or doing drugs. So she needs to take it down a few notches.
Well, we don't know if he's drinking while he's playing the video game. We didn't clarify that. We didn't ask that question. If I had to take a guess.
Lena, 35 years old, too old to play video games. What do you say?
You know what? I'm going to comment on something else. Okay, so I don't think I'm taking sides, but if this guy doesn't have a couple of hours for himself once in a while, I don't care if it's once a month, once a week, how do you want him to rejuvenate and take care of the whole family, which he is, putting a roof or putting food on table, whatever it is. And same thing goes for the mom. And if playing games does that, does the trick to keep him sane, 4 or 5 hours, then let him have it.
Oof.
Hey, how about that, huh?
Avery, what do you say? 35 years old, too old to play video games?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with Anna 100%. I have a son who has a baby, and he spends hours, and I'm like, what are you doing? You have this child. Don't let him put him in front of a screen.
Right.
It is crazy. So much more to do with your time than sit in front of the TV and play video games.
Anna, let's role play here for a minute. I'm your husband, Paul. Anna, today I'm going to be spending the day playing video games.
No.
Dave. 35 years old. Too old to play video games or what?
I'm 60 years old and I'm playing video games.
What are you playing?
I don't play the Fortnite stuff or anything like that. It's mostly role-playing games and a few strategy games. That's about it.
Like Wordle? Wordle doesn't count.
But,
it's not Wordle.
Okay, all right. Just making
like
sure.
Rebel Galaxy, Battletech.
He's either a tank commander or he's in space. You know, cool stuff, Anna. Obviously.
Yeah.